I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 15th. There are 1,306 cases of coronavirus that have been confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,105 recoveries, and there has been another death, bringing that total to 133. There are currently 16 active cases in the city. Statewide, the total is almost 106,000 cases. Quincy police were searching for a suspect in connection with a series of break-ins to cars in Squantum early today. Officers using search dogs were scouring the area around Ashworth Road, Bayside Road, and a nearby salt marsh for that suspect who broke into at least two vehicles. Results of water tests taken on Monday indicate safe bacteria levels at 13 Quincy City beaches and four sections of Wollaston Beach. Signs warning people to swim at their own risk at Heron, Brody, and Nickerson beaches have been removed. Health officials say pollution levels typically spike after a heavy rainfall and then fall to safe levels 24 hours later. Father Bill's and Mainspring Homeless Shelters of Quincy and Brockton is conducting their Campaign for Hope through the end of July in place of their annual food fest and auction due to the pandemic. Executive Director John Yaswinski says they need to raise $500,000 to cover expenses, including the extra costs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Yaswinski also says they are in need of prepared meals at the shelters in Quincy and Brockton. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy is collecting at least 750 backpacks and school supplies through July 24th to be distributed to children of their food pantry clients. Interfaith says, regardless of how school looks in September, the children will need the backpacks and supplies. Donations can be dropped off at their Adams Street headquarters in Quincy Center. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 7 p.m. on Wednesday and 10 a.m. on Thursday. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Wednesday, July 15th.